Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Derry Township Board of Supervisors meeting. This is our regularly scheduled meeting for Tuesday, February 28, 2023. Approximately 7 p.m. The board met an executive session prior to this evening's meeting to discuss legal issues. And that executive session concluded at approximately 6:50 p.m. So, we're going to call this meeting to order. And at this time, I'd ask everyone in the room to allow me to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Would you please conduct the roll call?
Certainly. Supervisor Zanuda.
Here.
Supervisor Corrado.
Here.
Supervisor Nutt.
Here.
Supervisor Wyckoff.
Here.
And Supervisor Abruzzo.
Here.
There are five present, Mr. Chairman.
Very good. I'll just remind everybody up here, please keep all your microphones close. Please speak into the microphone. For those of you in the room, sometimes the audio gets tricky in here, so we will do our best to keep our voices up and speak into the microphone. And at any time during the meeting, if it becomes difficult to hear us, you have to raise your hand and give us a signal. All right, so we will begin our meeting tonight. We have the full board present. Mr. Corrado is present via telephone. He will participate in the meeting and can hear everything that's being said. The first item on our agenda is our first visitor or public comment session of the agenda. We have two of these sessions. We have one at the beginning of the meeting, one at the end. I think what we will do, because I suspect there are an awful lot of people in this room tonight that wish to speak or put public comment into the record about as it relates to one item, which would be likely item B, we will have a special public comment when we hit item B on the agenda. So therefore, folks in the room, if you're interested in that item, after that item has been presented to the board, and the board has asks any questions they have of the applicant. We'll open up public comment again for the purpose of addressing that particular presentation. And so that I will spare you the need to stay till the very end of the meeting. As exciting as our meetings are, I will give you those 2 hours back of your life. So for purposes of the first visitor public comment session, if anyone would like to place comment into the record, you're addressing the board, we just ask, anytime you come to the podium, please state your name clearly. If it's necessary, please spell your last name, right? Because the stenographer is taking all of this down, and it's very important that the record be accurate as it relates to who is speaking at any one time. So we ask that you state your name, your address, and then typically in public comment, we offer folks about 3 minutes to make their point. So that's the general rule for public comment. When we get to item B, I'll add in another sort of guideline to follow to make sure that we streamline the process and everybody gets an opportunity to move forward. So with that, if you have something to say, if you're not here about item B and you'd like to place, or if you're here for item B, if you'd like to place some comment into the public record during this visitor public comment session, just merely come to the podium, and if there's more than one of you, just start a line, and then we'll just start the meeting. So is there anyone wishing to come forward and enter a public comment into the record at this point? Please come forward.
Push the button.
I'm not tech savvy.
You're just going to want to pull the mic close, because the problem will be that we'll be able to hear you fine, but folks back home won't unless you're talking right into the mic.
My name is David Romanoski, R-O-M-A-N-O-S-K-I. I live at 243 South Mill Road, Hummelstown, PA, 17036. This is concerning the wall that's on the north side of the 600 block of Old West Chocolate Avenue. There's a handrail there, it's deteriorating, it's falling apart. And I worked with Mr. Emmerich for the last year and a half trying to figure out who owns the wall. I believe it belongs to PennDOT. They're saying it belongs to Derry Township. No matter who it belongs to, it's in disrepair and it's at a state where someone could get hurt because of the handrail that's on top of it. Plus, we should have some responsible owner for the wall. And at this point, where Mr. Emmerich and I are at, I think this needs to take a step up to get to either a court to have a judge put it before a judge. What I did is I gathered all the facts that I have. They're in the lawsuit that I wrote up. The question is, I'd like to have Derry Township, but I also want to meet the plaintiff portion of that lawsuit, rather than having them be a defendant, which I'd have to name because I contacted PennDOT, and PennDOT says it belongs to Derry Township.
Mr. Chairman, hi. I'm here for the Township Solicitor, Pat Armstrong, my partner. I would like the opportunity to review this complaint and get some facts and render advice to the board before we take any action on this matter.
Yeah, that's exactly why.
That's what you're looking for.
That's what I'm looking for, yes.
Okay.
Any other questions, comments?
We have your materials. We appreciate that. We'll have our solicitor review the matter, and then I'm certain we'll be able to get back to you fairly shortly with a decision one way or another.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Anyone else wishing to come forward for public comment? All right, seeing none, then we'll move to the next item on the agenda, which is the consent calendar. But before we go to consent calendar, Mr. Romanoski is coming. Standard procedure is, I always announce at every meeting, it's posted within the meeting room, but anyone speaking, you should know that this is all being recorded, right? So for purposes of keeping accurate minutes, not only is this allowed for typing everything, but it's recorded on audio. And these meetings, the audio of these meetings are posted on the township website. So we give that warning. I don't know if it's just so whoever speaks, you know that you'll be identifying yourself and that your statements will be recorded. All right, so now we'll move to consent calendar. The board can approve all items under the consent calendar in one motion, or we can take them separately. That's typically the discretion of the board. So there a motion?
I will make a motion that the board accept the consent calendar as outlined and made public in tonight's agenda.
Motion made by Mr. Whitehouse to approve both items A and B under the consent calendar for this evening. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion seconded by Mr. Zanuda. Are there any questions or comments about the items? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion passes unanimously. The next item on our agenda under new business is the swearing in of Wendy A. Bergwald as sergeant of the police department. So, Chief Warner. Let's see if I can get this right.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We are here to officially swear in our most recent promotion sergeant, Wendy A. Bergwald. Wendy joined the Derry County Police Department in January of 2006. I believe she had a little bit of work experience with, at that time, I probably called it the LCB, but I think it's the LCE. As an agent with the Liquor Control Enforcement Agency. prior to coming to our department. She has worked most of her career as a patrol officer in our department, but also did a brief stint with the Dauphin County Drug Task Force as an undercover drug task force officer. Wendy is very involved in law enforcement duties in regard to crimes against animals and successfully investigated a cruelty case involving some dogs which were harmed. I believe that the person attempted to kill the dogs and then abandoned those dogs, and they survived. But she was able to successfully charge that individual under the newly adopted Weebray's law at that time. She is also a member of the Dauphin County's Human Trafficking Task Force, and I know she does a lot of work alongside some of our partners like Cocoa Packs and Derrick Township Community Cats. Keeps in contact with those folks and make sure that they have the resources that they need from our department. Want to congratulate Wendy on her promotion to sergeant, and this will bring us back up to our normal complement of six sergeants within the police department. So if the chairman would approach the front of the dais, we can have the swearing in.
Officer Bergwald, it is a pleasure to be able to read to you or go give you an oath of office with you upon your promotion to sergeant. So if you would repeat after me, raise your right hand and repeat after me.
Okay.
Raise your right hand. I, Wendy A. Bergwald.
I, Wendy A. Bergwald.
Being promoted to the rank of sergeant.
Being promoted to the rank of sergeant.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support, obey, and defend.
That I will support, obey, and defend
the Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
The laws and the Constitution of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
The laws and the Constitution of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
And all municipal ordinances of the Township of Derry.
And all municipal ordinances of the Township of Derry.
I will respect the constitutional rights of all persons.
I will respect the constitutional rights of all persons.
With regard to liberty, equality, and justice.
With regard to liberty, equality, and justice.
I will perform all duties impartially.
I will perform all duties impartially.
Without bias or prejudice towards any person.
Without bias or prejudice towards any person.
And without regard to status, sex, race, religion.
Without regard to status, sex, race, religion.
And political belief or aspiration.
And political belief or aspiration.
All persons will be treated equally.
All persons will be treated equally.
With courtesy, consideration, and dignity.
With courtesy, consideration, and dignity.
I take this obligation freely.
I take this obligation freely.
Without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
Without any mental
reservation
or purpose of evasion.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties.
Of the rank of sergeant.
Of the rank of sergeant.
To the best of my abilities, with honor and fidelity, so help me God.
To the best of my abilities, with honor and fidelity, so help me God.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
So
Give us your address and merely confirm that you're here in support of this, of the comments made by the first speaker. If you have something in addition to say, you are welcome to say that. I don't want to prevent you from saying something in addition to whatever the first speaker said. But what we don't need for purposes of the record is to repeat the same message for each speaker. And that's just a way to move things orderly. But we do want everyone's name on the record and your address to be one. The record to be clear of the folks that came forward to speak in that forum, voicing their concerns. Does that make sense to everybody? And people get tripped up. Generally, we give people about 3 minutes each to go through their comments. So this way, if you have something in addition to say, you're not wasting your 3 minutes on repeating something that's already been said. So it's really just about making sure everybody gets a chance to speak. So with that, I will turn it first over to Mrs. Eberle for an explanation of why this is on the agenda tonight, and what the board is or isn't doing tonight, and then we're going to turn it over to Mr. Emmerich for his presentation on the plan. So.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. What the board's about to do is to review a sketch plan. A sketch plan is a concept. It's a concept of a development that the property owner is considering pursuing. This is the board's first opportunity to look at this, the board's first opportunity to hear from you. And so tonight, as Mr. Emmerich explains the sketch plan to the board, and the developer and his attorney explains their point of view to the board, they'll be hearing it for the first time, the same as you are. There's nothing that can happen this evening that is going to approve or disapprove this plan. It is a sketch plan. It is the review and introduction of a concept. So the board is interested in what you have to say about how this affects your properties, and the board is interested in the presentation from Mr. Emmerich and the developer. They are listening tonight. They are learning about it, as you will learn about it, and they welcome any comments you have after the presentations. Thank you.
Thank you very much. All right, Mr. Emmerich.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So this plan was filed by Warren and Terry Rohr. It represents the re-subdivision of lots 1 and 2, shown in green and blue on the plan projected on the screen. Each of the lots presently contain a single-family dwelling. The area of land being re-subdivided totals approximately 12.9 acres. The properties front on Clifton Heights Road and Duryea Drive and also have access to Joanne Avenue via an undedicated 40-foot wide right-of-way. The properties are located in the R3 small lot mixed residential zoning district. Plat 1367 proposes to extend Duryea Drive to Clifton Heights Road and extend Clifton Heights Road approximately 440 feet to terminate in a cul-de-sac. The plan will create a total of four lots. Lots 1A and 1B are proposed each to contain two apartment buildings, each with 10 units. Lots 2 and 3 will contain one each of the existing single-family dwellings. The extension of Clifton Heights Road was first contemplated as part of the preliminary subdivision plan for Stone Creek, Plat 899, which was recorded in 2000. The right-of-way for the extension of Duryea Drive was also reserved on the Ecken Road subdivision plan, Plat 974, which was recorded in 2002. The Stone Creek plan proposed the right-of-way for Duryea Drive cul-de-sac at the edge of the Stone Creek development property to allow for a future extension of Duryea Drive. When Duryea Drive was dedicated to the township, the dedication ended at the Ecken Road property line. This planning was done since Clifton Heights Road is presently a cul-de-sac that does not meet township standards for the length or number of units. Clifton Heights Road as it exists today is approximately 2,650 feet long and serves 69 dwelling units. The cul-de-sac under today's standards cannot be longer than 500 feet or serve more than 14 units. The plan proposes to make Clifton Heights Road compliant with the maximum permitted cul-de-sac length. The applicants have acknowledged that they will or may need relief from the maximum number of units on a cul-de-sac to allow the proposed 40 units. The design of automobile circulation for the apartments includes a private drive connection to Duryea Drive extended to support the applicant's waiver request to the maximum permitted number of units on a cul-de-sac. This project is proposed to be served with public water and sewer facilities. There are two stormwater management systems sketched onto the plan, one on each side of the extension of the road. No information has been provided relative to the impacts of the development on the adjacent roadways. During the Planning Commission meeting, there were certain comments made relative to this plan, which are included in your staff comments. No formal action is required for this sketch plan. However, any comments the board individuals or individually or collectively may be offered to the applicant so that the applicants may consider the comments when preparing the formal plan submission. That concludes my report.
From the board, questions from the board to Mr. Emmerich. Or Mr. Emmerich is the developer slash applicant here that they like to address the board.
The developer is here as well.
Good evening.
Good evening. My name is Charlie Sirk. I'm an attorney with Stevens and Lee in Harrisburg, representing Warren and Terry Rohr. Chuck gave a nice introduction and overview of what this sketch plan is about, and I certainly concur with your solicitor that there's no approvals tonight. We're not looking for a yes or a no or anything, but it's really just to introduce the concept of what's going on here, and also to get the word out of the subdivision that's apparently happened, given the number of people that are here this evening. I just would like to emphasize that the connection to Drea Drive, Chuck had mentioned the preliminary plan from 2000. It's also recorded on the final phase of phase five of Stone Creek in 2004 that the connection was to be made on there. And specifically, because if you note that the dedication of the end of the Drea Drive cul-de-sac does not have a tangent of the circle to the line, but rather there's a little triangular piece which would allow that to go through. And when Drea Drive within Stone Creek was dedicated, it included that triangular piece, which particularly contemplated that there would be an extension of Drea Drive at some point going through. We do have the proposal that's up there for the various apartments. That concept is in flux right now. We are not certainly wedded that we will put in 40 units in that exact configuration. We may end up with less units, probably not more than that. And we may have a slightly different configuration of how they're laid out and how the cul-de-sac itself is laid out for the extension going through. So when we were at the Planning Commission, we were aware that there are certainly would be modifications required for something like this to go through, and we will certainly work through that process as we proceed with this. So again, this is just an introduction of the plan and the concept of Drea Drive being opened up, as was contemplated many years ago with the approval of the Stone Creek development. We're certainly aware that a lot of the residents don't want this. This is why they're here. They don't want the cul-de-sac to be opened up. They don't want through traffic coming through, and I certainly can understand that. However, it's very important from a planning perspective when Stone Creek was put in and the discussions were done with Peckle Rhodes and our clients about this was the contemplation of this connection. It's been in the works for years that it would come in. It just hasn't come to this actual public statement of being a public presentation and a plan being presented. So the concept's been around for quite a while. In that aspect, we're not proposing anything new with the connection, but I do understand that many of the residents were not aware of it. They probably didn't look at the plans. The plans are not provided to them whenever they purchase homes within that development, but public notice was there and was provided for in this connection. So that being said, I'd just like to emphasize that we're not wedded to the 40 units in the exact configuration we have there, and when we do come back with a preliminary plan, it very likely will look different than what you have out there. It's our intention to try to do a development which does not require waivers or modifications, that it would be then as of right that we would be able to do that, to come forth with that. And that's really going to be an exercise for our engineer to figure out that he can do that. Other than that, I really have no other points to make. If the board has any questions, we're here with our with the Roars as well as our engineer.
Well, I'll open up to the board. Does anybody have any questions for our council or Mr. Clark?
I have a few questions. Okay. So my first question is on Clifton Heights Road. There's no sidewalks on that road, correct?
The existing road?
The existing road.
Yes, there's no sidewalks.
No sidewalks. No. So for the current homeowners that are on there, there's no sidewalks.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
My name is Stacy Volunteer from Light High One Associates.
Okay. Hi, Stacy. And then you're proposing to add additional traffic and additional units on
correct.
That same road, but there's no sidewalks. Okay. That's my first question. My second question is, at this point, it looks like the proposal is very similar to the units that are already there. Are these units that are being proposed similar to the ones that are already there?
No.
Now, will the units that are being potentially added, will they be under the same property management as the current
no.
units are?
Separate.
So they'll be a separate There's a separate owner and a separate...
Yeah, there's a separate owners between the existing and this.
Okay.
Now, it's possible that a management company could combine it and it could be done together, but we haven't gotten to that stage yet.
Is there any... I mean, in that area, it looks like there's some need for maintenance. So my concern is that if it's the same property management, that potentially new units might not be maintained properly.
Could be. I mean, that's not the Roar's property. They don't own that or maintain those apartments and units.
Okay. And then I'm guessing no one's talked to the homeowners in the area about potential impacts to them.
No, this is the first time we're here in public, and we're going to, I'm sure, hear a lot of comments.
Well, I share, I've heard from a lot of the homeowners, and I share their concerns with the opening of Duryea creating a cut-through to a very quiet neighborhood. So I'm sure you're all aware, Middletown Road is very busy. So any resident that currently lives on Clifton Heights, if that road is opened, it's going to be a lot easier for them, even if there's no new units proposed, for them to cut through Stone Creek to get to a farther distance on Middletown Road to get to their errands in Hershey or to get to their errands in Hamilton. That's concerning. I don't think that many of the residents from Stone Creek knew that this was a possibility. I'm not saying that it's your client's fault that they don't know that, but they don't know that that was part of these plans from 20 years ago.
Sure.
They've been living in their quiet neighborhood, having their kids play in the street, and now there's going to be a road. And no matter how much you guys say that we'll make everybody go back out Clifton Heights Road, we all know the path of least resistance is through the neighborhood and out to a stoplight on Middletown Road. So I've got a lot of concerns about that. And adding more traffic onto Clifton Heights Road when there aren't any sidewalks on Clifton Heights Road, and you're going to add potentially 40 new units. And it looks like, at least from the plan that you proposed, some of the new units will be right in the front yard of existing homeowners that have been there for a long time. I'm sure there's other board members that have questions. If they're not asked by others, then I'll go back to the rest of them.
She stole my thunder.
Chuck, could you go back to the prior diagram picture? So I share actually all of the same points that Mrs. Nutt made. Many of the residents have been making to us. Connecting through Duryea Drive to the cul-de-sac, connecting through there, is going to change the nature of not just that cul-de-sac, that was Duryea cul-de-sac. It will change that whole I don't know if it's Duryea Drive that goes all the way down, but the whole nature of that roadway will change. And my concern is that the amount of traffic that will be generated from all of those apartments down through Stone Creek is going to create a public safety issue. It's just the sheer nature of the number of vehicles. Thank you, but that's not the... I just want to make sure we're conveying to you our very real concerns about this, because I agree with Mrs. Nutt. I'm absolutely certain that we've all bought property in Derry Township at one point or another, all of us up here. I'm quite certain no one ever represented to these homeowners, these property owners, that there was an opportunity to connect that or any other neighborhood through their neighborhood, and this is going to be, it will be a significant change. So my question to you is there any other access out of, I mean, it's just one big long road, Clover Heights Road, but is there any other option for you still building the apartments you want to build, but not dumping that traffic through another neighborhood?
One thing that we've designed, if Clifton Heights Road went essentially straight and connected through, there you go, you drew a straight line and you connected right through
on what's the name of that street, Third Chalk?
Locust.
Right. And made that a thorough street. Now the problem is now there's a roadway which goes to the edge of their property, right away, but it's not wide enough right now. That certainly would be an option to do that. There would be relief needed to create that. It would stop the connection, but it would get rid of the cul-de-sac being straight. It would just affect another neighborhood in that instance.
But that affects another neighborhood.
That's right. I said
yeah.
That's an alternative.
And
would be
Joanna also doesn't have sidewalks, so you're also it's another path of least resistance where those folks are going to go out there, and then they're going to go down Joanne and out to the light. So you're still taking all of that traffic through neighborhoods that are already have a lot more traffic than they used to.
Understood. You asked for alternatives, and that would be one alternative. Would have run through that had other issues involved with it, such as the right of way, and of course, you know. Our control of the traffic cut through, it wouldn't solve that problem. It just would divert it to another neighborhood.
No, I don't want to take one person's headache and make it somebody else's stomachache, right? So, if when you are preparing your plans, you can find some alternate way to get out of the Cloverleaf development and back onto Middletown Road, I would be more amenable to approving something like that. It's hard to tell from these pictures and the sketches if there's even room to do that or who owns the property, whether you can get easements or purchase property to do that.
What about
there's a lot there. I have to tell you, there's no blame to anybody in this room. Middletown Road has exploded in growth over the last 20 years, right? In the last 10 years. I don't think anybody ever envisioned, not just Stone Creek is developed the way it was. But even Deal Run, all the way back, there has been so much development. Just the amount of the demand on the infrastructure back there is so great. We just don't know how much more it can take, but I don't think the solution is emptying out Cloverleaf through another neighborhood.
What about an extension of the cul-de-sac? It would require a waiver modification because it would be an extension of an existing non-conformity. That would require a modification, and there would be no connection going through.
I would think, I don't want to speak for everybody, I'd consider that. I know that Mr. Emmer probably is gnashing his teeth when I say that, because you still have to have some limit on the number of apartments that could be put there for safety reasons. That's a public safety issue for the folks that live on Cloverleaf Road to begin with, that there's only one way in, one way out. So I hate to exacerbate that situation, but maybe that's an option we could consider. I think we often say up here we respect people's rights to develop the property they own in the township, but to the extent that it ruins the quality of living of the neighbors around that property, and we're very interested and we look to try to restrict some of that. So we want to be respectful of what you're trying to do, but we also want to be respectful of the people who would be most impacted by this.
Did you mention you investigated other avenues of egress?
I know I did. Personally, the straight ahead. That's the one we talked about, yes.
So those are the only two that you...
Yeah, we talked to Chuck about trying to get work our way through that 40-foot right away.
There were some old plans drawn up.
30s?
40s?
Of that area?
Yeah, which had a straight connection all the way through, this type of thing. See what he's talking right here. So there's been multiple designs that are out there. These are all recorded plans. They're going through here. They're not dimensionally compliant anymore. You can't build them. But that was the idea which had me thinking of, well, there is that connection. Now, that obviously didn't propose townhouses, a lot of units, but it's a significant number of houses. Lots would be there. It looks to be about 15 houses or so there, at least on that one side of the road.
Where is that straight-ahead road? I'm trying to
It's not in yet.
Where would it?
If you took the existing cul-de-sac at Clifton Heights and you went straight.
Yeah. Okay.
It's effectively what that is.
Other questions?
No. Mr. Emery.
Yes.
Would a traffic study be needed if this plan were to move forward? Is that required?
So a traffic study is required if there's known traffic issues in the area. So in that case, it would be a discretion of the board. Traffic study is also required if there's more than 100 peak hour trips, and I don't believe that this development would generate that. So the traffic study would be based on known traffic issues like Middletown Road. So yes, likely so.
And another question for the developer. The developer or the landowner owns all of the property that abuts Duryea.
The one side. Where Duryea is.
The road.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
All of them.
They own, the right-of-way is sitting on their property, yes.
So the adjoining property is right on the, I guess it's the southern side of the right-of-way, is the other property owner.
And who's the other property owner? The property owner in Stone Creek?
No. Whoever owns the existing units on
Clifton
Heights.
Can you talk up? We can't hear back there.
Just talk to the microphone.
Sorry. No, it's not Stone Creek, and it's not us. Our property line ends what we're calling would be the southern boundary of the Duryea Drive extension.
So you don't know who owns the other side of it? I'm confused.
I don't have the name right in front of me.
Okay.
I mean, we know.
It's a person that owns
that. It could be an entity. Yeah.
Soterra Creek Real Estate LLC.
Yes. Okay, that would be an entity.
Purchased it last July.
Could we have that repeated? Who owns? I looked at a map, and it appears that the Roars own all of that. And I like whatever was just said.
The Roars own the property which have the existing proposed Duryea Drive extension. That's the Roars property. The property to the south is right at the southern boundary line of the Duryea Drive extension. So everything to the south, or on the map, which is to the left, is owned by another entity.
Chuck, would that be 915 Clifton Heights Road? Does that sound about right?
Oh, I'm not sure. But I can show you on the map the holdings of the Roars. So as the land, and this plan that I have projected is the plan that subdivided the apartments from the rest of the property. So when that happened, Clifton Heights Road, shown in gray, was already dedicated to the township. The Roars own up to the edge of the apartment complex, along the Swadaran Creek, over to the rear of the lots that parallel Joanne Avenue, along Stone Creek, and all the way up to and including what was shown on the subdivision plan as Duryea Drive extended. So they own the right-of-way that would become Duryea Drive if it were extended.
And your proposal for the new development is rental apartments, correct? Like, they're not home-owned, like, no new properties for ownership. They're all...
Not necessarily. They could be condos. That hasn't been decided yet.
Does anybody else, any other board member have any questions?
I have a few technical questions from the minutes of the Planning Commission, but it sounds like, Mr. Sir, you completed your presentation by saying this is not the plan that we'll most likely be seeing. So I'm hesitant to waste everyone's time if there's going to be a big revision or if, like you're saying, it would be condos.
Well, I think what's going to happen is there'll probably be a change in the number of units that were on there, or maybe a change in the layout of the units. The concept of the connection of Duryea Drive is not going away. The plan at this point, that connection is there. Whether we have a small number of units or we have more units on there. So that part would not be changed. The layout of Duryea Drive, you know, do we have it straight? Do we need a loop? You know, that's going to be open for discussion, which is what we're doing as a sketch plan. I mean, certainly the Planning Commission was not real happy having 40 units on a cul-de-sac, which would require modification. They would recommend against that. And we got that message loud and clear. So ultimately, this board would have to make that decision of whether they would approve that modification or not. So that's why I say it's still in flux at this point right now.
Chuck, it appears in the minutes from the Planning Commission there was some concern over the 60-foot or 65-foot right-of-way. Can you just shed some light on that? I don't fully understand it.
Sure. The way the plan is drawn today, I would anticipate that the following waivers would be required. The way it's drawn today is the number of units on a cul-de-sac, and we allow 14 units on a cul-de-sac. This plan shows 20 units on a cul-de-sac, 30 units on a cul-de-sac if you count this driveway. But anyway, there'd be some need for relief of number of units on a cul-de-sac. The road right-of-way that we would require by today's regulations would be 65-foot wide. They're proposing 54, which would match how Stone Creek is laid out. Also, the ordinance requires or allows up to 20% of a development to be served by a cul-de-sac, so that's if you're doing a development of 10 lots, only 2 lots can be served by a cul-de-sac. The other thing, too, that I've marked here as a possible variance is they're not showing 80-foot minimum lot width on these lots. They have the land to do it, and as they've explained, I think they'd be looking for a by right. So I would see these lot lines changing to provide the 80-foot minimum lot width. That answer your question, Carter?
Yes, thank you very much.
We don't. This is so that everyone understands. Anybody that has a question or a public comment, you raise your question in public comments, so we have it on record. As Mr. Emmer can always look into that, but this is not for the applicant to take questions from the audience. That's just not the way it's set up or designed. So I don't mean to limit your ability to ask questions, but that's not what the purpose of today's meeting is. So. We've asked our questions about the sketch plan. We've conveyed our concerns to you. At some point, you will be submitting the next step, Chuck, in the process.
If they choose to move forward with the project, I heard Charlie say that they'd be starting with a preliminary plan.
So as I promised everyone, we are now open up the floor. And anybody wishing to speak, you merely just have to come up with your name, address. And if your name is like my name, spell your last name for the purpose of this time. If it's Smith, you probably don't have to stop. All right, so, and then we have a first speaker. Based on what the first speaker says, try to modify your comments. You can agree with what he said. Part of your statement and then add more, or just simply state that you agree and you will report that for the record. And we will take everybody that wants to come up, so don't worry about the line. We will have public comment open for anybody that wants to speak as that chance. So with that, first gentleman, I just ask you to state your name and your address.
I'm the Reverend Dr. Richard Sheffield. My address is 2441 Zell Court in Hummelstown, 17036. My wife and I have lived in Stone Creek for 6 years. You stole a little of my thunder, but I think some things bear repeating as I'm reading the sermon. One of the reasons that we chose the home that we did was the quietness of this neighborhood and the safety in terms of our age. We're retired. And the lack of significant cross-traffic. My wife and I walk daily throughout the whole development. For us and for other walkers and for children on bicycles and strollers and even skateboards, as well as those getting on and off school buses, the intent to route significant vehicle traffic, both private and commercial, through what are quiet residential winding streets in our community is a dangerous and unwelcome safety hazard. I believe if this is allowed to proceed, it will create unsafe conditions, it will degrade our property values, it will reduce your tax income. A great concern to me, and I think to a number of the folks who are here, is the fact that our community was blindsided. We were not told by the developer about any of this, and had we not been paying attention, this thing could be proceeding on its own without us being even aware until the bulldozers arrived. It would appear, in fact, based on that and my own walking back in that area recently, that there are plenty of other options, including running this second egress through their own property up to Joanne. Actually, Locust Drive extends halfway down there already on a sort of stub end. So we don't understand why the developer has decided to take advantage of our community instead of simply running this across his own property, which he easily could do. And I would hope that if supervisors have a chance, you might drive out and take a good look at just why that might be in terms of what the developers probably want the interest to their development to look like. They want to make Stone Creek the front door. I went out yesterday and wandered past a bunch of posted no trespassing whatever signs. There's absolutely no good reason the DRA connector is necessary to this proposed development. It seems to me that the developer is disregarding more than 200 households, some 500 women, men, and children in Stone Creek, in light of this significant impact of this is going to have. For me as a pastor, as someone who expects communities to act like communities, this whole thing is disheartening and disconcerting. It's my understanding that the last time this idea was proposed over a decade ago, it was rejected out of hand. I hope and I pray that you will do that again, and my suggestion would be that we look for a way to reject this out of hand for good. I'm adamantly in opposition to the Duray Court connector as it is shown on the plans that we've seen tonight. And as a member of the Stone Creek Homeowners Association Board, I will personally support and pursue any and all avenues that are open to us to stop the proposed connector from going forward. End of sermon. Thank you for listening.
Hi, my name is Chuck Stickler. I'm at 1105 Stone Creek Drive. I'm in a unique position because I live at the corner of Stone Creek and Pullman, the front of the neighborhood. I work out of my house. My office window oversits the corner. I've probably called the police half a dozen times since I've lived there. The police are fantastic, I have to say, but there's very little they can do. They put cars out. I am waiting for somebody to get killed. I'm waiting for a child to get hit by the way they swerve around the corner. And our neighborhood can't handle the traffic we have now. And now we're going to add, 80 more cars a day? And I learned tonight that apparently, there was plans to extend the back of the neighborhood. I get that. But there's a big difference between a couple of houses and apartment buildings with, again, 80 cars. So, all of that was news to me, but I just like to say again, because of my unique position and what I see on a daily basis, you need to be extremely careful. Thank you.
Hi there, my name is Michael Krieger, last name is K-R-Y-G-E-R. I live at 1156 Duryea Drive, so I'm the first person speaking here who's actually kind of along that route. Now, I'm not on the cul-de-sac itself, but I'm kind of right next door to it. So I know everyone refers to that cul-de-sac as a cul-de-sac, but to my four-year-old daughter, it's her practice circle. You know, it's this one quiet area where we don't have to worry about traffic, and we can go and practice to learn how to ride a bike, a scooter, all these kinds of things that we've been doing for the last couple of years. And it's very disturbing that we would try to have another kind of thoroughfare right through that neighborhood, right basically past our house. That could be a safety hazard. You know, you try to take care and watch your children as best as you can, but sometimes their ball goes out on the street and they're running straight after it before you can get it to it. You know, fortunately, I've seen that happen once, and there's not enough traffic there where, you know, there's a concern that she might be hit by someone. You know, playing flying kites, suddenly the kite blows out. That's happened too before. And, you know, you have to be very careful in these neighborhoods where there are a lot of young kids. And I know a lot of families that have very young kids in that area that are, you know, not trying to go on the street all the time, except for maybe in that cul-de-sac where we know it's going to be quiet. But crossing the roads, going along the sidewalks. If you are adding, and I know the last gentleman quoted 80 cars, but, I mean, just because you have one apartment doesn't necessarily mean it's one car to one apartment. You know, you could be having two cars to an apartment, or if you have a family and an older kid, three. You could have, you know, potentially 100 plus cars in this one area that, as Ms. Nutt had suggested, there's no doubt they will be using that as their cut through to be able to get to the appropriate area and get back to Middletown Road. So I would fear for my children's safety if that connector came through, and would strongly oppose that.
Hello, my name is Philip Dobson. I live at 2274 Pullman Way, Hummelstown, PA. I live in Stone Creek now for a little over a year. Obviously, I didn't know about this possible connector. However, one point that I think should be made is that not only will these apartments be using this as a cut-through, but there's 60 homes that also will see this as a shortcut to get closer to Hummelstown, to avoid Middletown Road. And I, with a five-year-old, again, she hasn't learned to ride her bike yet, so we're going to be out there in the cul-de-sacs because that's where we go. She rides her scooter in the cul-de-sac, and, you know, there's serious safety concerns here, and I think that safety must trump profit. So. So for that reason, I do oppose this project.
Good evening. My name is Dr. Rob Muscalus, M-U-S-C-A-L-U-S, 2471 Zellport. I agree with the previous comments. I'll just add a few additional comments. I've had the privilege of serving as the Pennsylvania Physician General. I served under Governors Ridge, Governor Schweiker, and Governor Rendell. In that capacity, I had the privilege of working with officials in the Pennsylvania Department of Transportation and the men and women of the Pennsylvania State Police. A lot of the issues we addressed related to safety. Now, I live on Zell Court, which frankly is on the opposite end of what's being proposed. I don't know exactly what impact it would have on our cul-de-sac, but my concern is for the safety of the neighborhood, for the safety of the children that are playing in the streets, on the sidewalks, people who are walking with their families, walking with their dogs. The traffic that we have right now, I would say, is about as much as we can handle, and I'm very concerned that adding additional traffic through what is right now a quiet neighborhood is likely going to put individuals at risk, and I would hate to see that happen. I would ask you to strongly take that into consideration as you evaluate this proposal. Thank you very much.
My name is John Kohler, K-O-L-A-R. My wife and I just moved into 2208 Pullman Way in the suburbs. We chose this area. We were relocating from Lancaster. I'm from Ohio. She was from Wayne, Pennsylvania. We chose this location, Hershey, in this area, because it is a wonderful, beautiful area. I'm a retired builder-developer. I have built and developed thousands of lots in Indiana, Ohio, and Pennsylvania. My brother and I still develop. We're one of the major developers in northeastern Ohio for Og National Builders. I'm usually on the opposite side of this situation on their side. But I got to tell you, after I've looked at, been involved in dozens and dozens and dozens of plans for subdivisions, multi-family, single family, shopping centers, this plan, to use Diria Drive to route all that traffic, that additional traffic, through a residential neighborhood violates every concept of good planning. It goes back to planning 101. You just don't do things like this. I can't think of a community, and I've presented plenty of plans to communities in Indiana, Ohio, very, very wealthy areas, very, very average areas, and in Lancaster County in Pennsylvania, I was a co-developer of Oak Lane. I can't think of a community who would even think of a proposal like this as being the way to go. And I'm just going to pass it on to you. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Hold on one second.
Okay.
You may have lost somebody else in there. By the way, as all the property, it gets more and more pressure when you come up, right?
This would impact multiple families and the current safe, tight-knit structure that our neighborhood has would be severely impacted. Our children play in that cul-de-sac. We homeowners respect our space, and this would negatively impact our lives. I ask you, board members, to drive through our neighborhood and then drive through the current complex that is back there. It's drastically different. It is dilapidated. It's very different than how we currently live. The developer made comments about relief. Relief for who? Not for the calm, peaceful owners that are there, and not for my 19-month-old son or my 4-year-old son. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. First name Daniel, last name Charon. My lovely wife there said everything, and I certainly agree with that. I do appreciate the supervisors and their responses to me from my email that I had sent. And the only other thing I wanted to add in that regard was my soon-to-be 5-year-old son and I and my family walk on that big trail that goes parallel to to Middletown Road. He actually has a name for it. It's called Big Trip in our household movies. And it does go quite, and it comes out the front of the neighborhood, and I don't certainly want to add more traffic to our neighborhood where, you know, they are walking, they are playing, they are bouncing balls, they are riding bikes. I don't want it to become the Big Death Trip. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Steve Novchich. My last name is N-O-V-C-H-I-C-H. I live at 2421 Zell Court in Stone Creek. My wife and I have lived in Stone Creek for 17 years. We were there in the phase two. I am a former member of the Homeowner Association and have great, great pride in the development of this community that we have. It's a beautiful community. And if you drive through it, you'll see that people have taken great pride for living there and being part of it. I want to make sure that everybody understands that, you know, and my apologies, I've always said to Rhea, that this is not a direct access route to Middletown Road. In order to get to the cul-de-sac, you have to weave through our development. In order to weave through that development, you have to, there's options to take many different routes to get there. So this isn't a quick fix for anybody. But what it will do is it will drive the potential for increased traffic into our community exponentially, because you cannot get to where you want to go easily by using Doria. Okay? I am totally and completely in support of everybody else been up here. Vehemently opposed to this, and this is a safety and an environmental issue for us. Thank you.
Good evening. I'm Pete Gleason, 2362 Pullman Way, and I just wanted to come and request the board and, you know, any of the other commissions and boards that may have oversight for this project to do everything they can to stop it. Is there any chance that someone could pull up the satellite map again and maybe pull it out just a little bit so it, you know, shows some of the surrounding neighborhoods?
Pete, what was your address?
2362 Pullman Way. There it is. So while he's doing that, I just want to point out that I was on the Planning Commission back in 2008, and we considered a similar sketch plan as this. While there wasn't a formal vote, because like today, it wasn't really intended to be voted on per se, all the commissioners at the time thought it was a bad idea. Bad idea then, certainly a bad idea now. You've heard already, you're going to hear, I think, through the rest of the night, it appears, about the concerns, especially with respect to traffic concerns. And I do encourage you guys, to come out between 7 and 9 in the morning, especially when the school buses are running through the neighborhood and the folks are out walking their dogs, including my wife, who walks the dogs every morning religiously at 7 o'clock. There's a lot of activity out there. And, I think that with the addition of 40 new units on top of the 69 units that are already there, I mean, that's 109 units that now are going to have access through Stone Creek and ultimately out onto to Joanne Avenue and then via Alicia Lane onto Locust Lane. I can tell you the Locust Lane right now in the morning commute, I mean, I'll sit through 3-4 cycles of lights before I actually get out there. So you can see all the homes there. You've got South Point, as well as Stone Creek, that all have access to that. I commend the township. I know that traffic is a sensitive issue. In 2016, you guys commissioned a traffic study from HRG, I believe. And at the time, they said, this was 2016, that there were 15,000 vehicles that utilized Middletown Road. They expected with increased development, that number could go up to as high as 25,000. My sense is, I know there was a discussion earlier about a traffic study. With the 69 units plus the 40 units, all basically having a new point of egress onto Middletown Road. That's 109 units if they're not heading out to 283 and instead are heading towards 322 or the Borough of Hummelstown, certainly that is the potential to put at least 100, consistent with what your ordinance requires. And of course, you all have discretion. If you think there's a traffic concern there, a study certainly would be appropriate. I think it was expressed earlier, and I think it's a very real concern. I think I know why Stone Creek Homeowners Association wasn't contacted in advance. I think they knew what the response would be. It is certainly a little troubling to have learned about it the way we have. It would have been at least helpful to have that initial comment. But look, I mean, there's a potentially significant profit to be made with the investment that they're proposing. And clearly, the Clifton Heights owners, it's at the Allentown address, Swatara Creek Real Estate. They just acquired the property in June of 2022 for $5.5 million from a company named Veritrust that had paid just 1 year earlier $3.3 million. So obviously, there's significant value in there to both the existing Clifton Heights owners, not to mention the developers as they're being proposed here. Now, I do know, someone had mentioned the possibility of just, going through utilizing more, more property. That does solve a Stone Creek issue, but it certainly does not address the issues with respect to Joann Avenue, the right turn only onto 322, or the utilization of Alicia Lane onto Locust Lane for the left-hand turn or right-hand turn onto 322. Certainly don't think it's helpful for the proposed developers to threaten their use by right option here by either building more apartments or reconfiguring apartments and taking advantage of what they believe to be an easement that is that was created for their purpose. I think some people might disagree that at the time Doug Beller negotiated that agreement with the Eckenrodes, it certainly felt like that easement was negotiated in favor of Stone Creek, not the Eckenrodes or ultimately the Roars. With that said, I just want to thank you for the time and appreciate everybody turning out today. It's a heck of a turnout. I don't envy your job. This is certainly a hot button one for you guys. So appreciate everything. Thank you.
Paula Moody. I live at 1217 Duryea Drive. My last name is spelled M-O-O-D-I-E. Unlike my neighbors, I live on the cul-de-sac proper. And what I mean by that is I am in one of the five homes whose driveways feed into the cul-de-sac. Among the five of us, we have 10, nine active vehicles in our cul-de-sac on a daily basis. That has the potential, based on this proposal, to go from 9 vehicles to maybe more than 100 vehicles a day. There is no option to go from the proposed area of Clifton Heights Road to anywhere else in Stone Creek without literally driving by my house. So you can imagine that I am opposed to this. Do I need to actually say that? I'm putting that on the record. I am opposed to this. This was proposed, as Mr. Gleason said, more than a decade ago. At the time, my children were very young. I've lived in Stone Creek since 2005 and have become accustomed to a way of living that all of my neighbors have spoken to today. Very much like I suspect all of you have done, you have moved to Derry Township or lived in Derry Township because you want a certain quality of life. I want that certain quality of life for my family, although my children have grown. There is turnover in our neighborhood, and we are fortunate to have young children back in the neighborhood who are very active. Again, many of my neighbors have spoken to the walkability of Stone Creek. So not only do I drive Stone Creek, but I also walk and run in Stone Creek. I visit with neighbors who have young children. Many of these faces are familiar to me that I see in passing. We wave when we walk or run by each other, and certainly in our vehicles. I don't need to kind of beat a dead horse, so to speak, about the traffic issue, but Mr. Emmerich said there are, quote, no traffic issues. I don't think anyone else needs to come up here and speak to you about how concerned we are regarding the traffic and what this could bring to our neighborhood. Mrs. Nutt made a very good point about Joanne not having any sidewalks at all. So it's not just us being concerned about what's happening in Stone Creek. Yes, that is our priority. But I also run and walk on Joanne and am very cognizant of the fact that there are no sidewalks. So if that amount of traffic were to increase, if they were to feed it through that other option versus coming through the Duryea cul-de-sac, it would still be a tremendous problem. What some of my neighbors have yet to address, and I think is a direct concern for me, is both noise and light pollution that could be brought to me personally, particularly because I would be so close to the potential development. I would really appeal to you as fellow Derry Township homeowners and residents that, again, you have likely chosen to be here because you want a certain quality of life, not just in your professional world, but in your personal world. That is what I am hoping for, is preserved here, and that my opposition, along with those of my neighbors, is heard, and you kindly act accordingly. Thank you.
Good evening. My name is Nam Chow. I'll spell that. N-G-O-C. Last name is C-H-O-W. I live at 1104 Chadwick Circle. I lived in Deer Run for many years when I lived here, came here from Lancaster and moved here, and we loved the Hershey area, and you know, we reside first in Deer Run. And then when our house got, you know, too small, we wanted to move to something bigger. And you know, we heard about Stone Creek and how lovely it is, and you know, it's such a nice space to go to, and we wanted to stay in the area. You know, I find hearing all this and knowing that this was something that was already planned all these years, and we didn't know about it. It was shocking, you know. I just don't understand how that, of course, has been conveyed to us. And to know that this has been proposed already, and we're here again years later talking about the same things, the safety, the environment, the traffic. Like, to me, this should have been done already. Like, this conversation again is, I just find it very, very disheartening. It should be just done and squashed, because honestly, it's very frustrating to hear this. What do we want to do for the owners who have it to develop the development for profit and disregard safety and pursue and continue and do it? Till what? Till something happens in our neighborhood? Someone gets hurt, someone gets killed because of the traffic, because of the safety issues. This just needs to be addressed once and for all, and I really oppose it, because I live right there on Stone Creek. It's already so crazy busy some days. Some days there's traffic going through left and right, there's kids, like everyone says, I echo that, and the sentiments are just so discerning, and There's no need for this to be done. They say 40. I heard there's going to be more. I don't know. You know? I mean, you're hearing things now that we haven't heard before, and I just don't understand the need for it. Find other solutions. There's no need to impact one development, one community, because another community wants to be expanded for the purpose of the owners to just have to do something with their land. That's not okay. I'm sorry. I don't want to do this and let it go through and then wait. I want to hear in the news someone, my colleague, or my neighbors, or some of their kid, or someone. I run. I walk. We are active family. We're all active. We love coming to the community. Because Hershey downtown, everyone gets so busy, right? Middletown's. So when we go into our community, it's like, you know, you look around and it's a nice environment. It's why I chose to come from Lancaster to live here. And I chose this. I could have moved away from the area, but I love the area and the community, and I love what it offered. I don't want to change that. No one wants to change that. but I don't want to have this to go through and have to hear someone gets hurt, someone gets killed. We need to be proactive now and let it stop. Let it stop. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Julie Kaiser. I live on 1156 Chadwick Circle. And strong ditto to everything that's been said, loud and strong ditto. But another thought, so I have four kids at home that are all fairly young as well. And traffic, obviously, yes, concern. Another concern I have is just more people I don't know walking around my neighborhood. Like everyone's been saying, we have a great sense of community. People walk their dogs, we stop, we chat. People, you know, we know each other. So when I say, okay, you can go ride to so-and-so's, ride your bike to their house, I feel confident and safe that they'll get there okay. The more people I don't know are coming through, and especially people who are temporary, because I feel like we maybe not have been getting the most straight answers on who might be housing these apartments or condos or whatever they may be. If they're temporary, even more reason for them not to be invested in our neighborhood, in our community, and to, I don't even want to know what, but I just like the confidence in me knowing I can send my kids somewhere or even just playing outside in a safe area. So, yeah, I just agree. High fives to all. And that's
good evening. My name is Dr. Vahid Motivalli, V-A-H-I-D, M-O-T-E-V-A-L-L-I. Thank you for your patience. I promise to be under 3 minutes. And I was hoping that I would sit down by now so that everything would be said. And of course, I agreed with most that was said about safety, traffic, and so on. We moved, my address, 1188 Auburn Avenue. And we moved there November of 2021. So I also was now aware of any of these particular plans that date back to 2008 or 1933 or whenever they are. Aside from the safety concerns and so on, and I'm all for development, and I'd love to see, you know, diversity of people there as well. However, the issues that I haven't seen heard or raised right now is one, putting 40-unit apartments would have environmental impact, and it's right next to Sutter Creek, and maybe that's been addressed before, but I haven't heard about that. Two, my son is a first responder and firefighter. Thank you very much for your service. And I also taught fire protection engineering some 30 years ago. And I can't imagine that the existing road in Clifton Heights would be able to handle having firefighting equipment on coming in with apartment units of that extent. So, and of course, everybody said that there's really no reason for necessarily having this extension in Doria Drive to serve that and maybe other options. But we also want to be good neighbors and good community partners, so there's no reason to extend or pass our problems to some other neighbors. The issues of safety, traffic, and so on will exist regardless of what the solution is. And so perhaps the developers would urge them to look for other solutions. Perhaps they could put some luxury homes there, and maybe only a few, and only add a few cars. Thank you.
My name is Elwood Menear, M-E-N-E-A-R, at 1215 Upton Court. First of all, thank you for this job. Thank you for hearing us. I wanted to ask Attorney Sir, but I didn't get the chance. That's fine. But I would urge the board to take a real strong look, perhaps with counsel, at the intent of Phase 4. They seem to be hanging their hat on the Duryea extension clauses. Well, that by implication implies that they're going to build more Stone Creek, not more Clifton Heights. We were very fortunate when this development was made. I've never lived in the development. I've always lived in a town or a farm. But I feel blessed to be where I am. I'm sure that echoes what everybody else has said. But I will tell you this, I'm not anti-development. If the development, and I hate to see land unutilized, but I would strongly suggest that developers consider a plan that builds more Stone Creek, and I think everybody would get behind that. Not more apartments. It's a transient life. It's a necessary life for some, but not for the people who have sweated to live where we do. We paid for it. We love our neighbors. We love our homes, and we take good care of them. And what we'd like to see, if there's going to be some development, there'd be thoughtful development. Take a look at phase four and the intent, not just the letter. And again, I think that most of my neighbors would get behind development if there were more houses like the ones that are already extant, rather than taking a page out of the Clifton Heights book. It's just what it is. The other thing I would say to you is, when the developers want to run their exits out of this new development through ours, there's a very good reason. If you ever go there and look, you will see any egress through an extension of Clifton Heights Road or another parallel one to it will involve a 20-degree incline, crossing a creek, and then you'll dump out in Swatara Creek Road, not on Middletown Road. So you're just going to make more problems. And it's not going to really solve it. And I'm sure the cost of doing all that and building a bridge across that small creek is going to make it economically unviable. So why not build some more houses like we already have? Thanks.
Hello, my name is Mincy Sider, S-I-D-E-R. My address is 1138 Chadwick Circle, Homestown, Pennsylvania, 17036. I live in my home in Stone Creek with my husband Jeff Sider and my two daughters. We are the only owners of our home. We chose our lot. We chose our neighborhood. We built in 2003, so if you do the math, we're rounding the corner on 20 years in our development. So I agree with everything that has been said so far. I firmly am standing behind my neighbors on everything that they say, but I'm probably one of the only people here that can say that when the lawyer stood up here and said that was the plan, it wasn't the plan. When we chose our neighborhood very carefully because it was a quiet, safe place to raise my daughters, to plan our family, to live in our family home for almost 20 years now, it was not in the plan. 10 years after we moved into our home, we already had two children, we were proposed with that extension, which we thought we were not in favor of. I'm here now twice. I'm still not in agreement with this because of what everybody has already said. It's going to create more problems in our very quiet, safe neighborhood. I currently have no problem sending my children out into our neighborhood, even in early evening when the sun's about to set, when they say, I want to go over and visit my friend. I'm going to ride my bike 2 blocks over. I'm going to go walk the dog real quick before we wind down for the evening. I don't worry about them. I don't worry about the traffic. I don't worry about our neighbors. But I will soon worry about that if this extension happens. I will be that helicopter mom following my kids down the street. I don't want to. I don't want to live in that sort of an environment. I don't want to live in a neighborhood where I have to constantly worry about the safety of my children, my neighbor's children, and have maybe a potential of somebody breaking into my home or my car that's left on the curb. Did my neighbor leave their garage door up? I'm constantly worrying about small things that right now, all it takes is a knock on a neighbor's door to say, hey, I think you maybe left your garage door open. Don't forget to shut that. Later on this evening, we have a great neighborhood of people who look out for one another. And that's why we're all here, because we want to keep our neighborhood the way it is. So as a near 20-year resident of Stone Creek, I say, please do not approve this.
Good evening, Gerhard Schultz, 1261 Auburn Avenue, Hummelstown in Stone Creek. My wife and I, Alicia, moved here approximately 15 years ago from the greater New York City area. So we know congestion, we know traffic, we know crime, and we know why we moved away from there. When we moved here, we didn't plan to move to Hershey. My wife's actually from Mechanicsburg. So at first, we looked at the West Shore, because you have to go to the West Shore if you're from the West Shore. So we looked at Mechanicsburg, we looked at Cumberland Valley, we looked at other areas. But then we also saw a listing in this development called Stone Creek. So we went and checked it out, and we fell in love. We loved Hershey. We loved the community. We loved the green space. Our first day there, we met five or six of the neighbors because they were out in the street. They were out with their kids. They were enjoying their environment. That's what we wanted to be a part of. That's why we moved here. Now, I didn't know it until this proceeding came up, but apparently Stone Creek is a cluster development. I didn't know that, but according to the notes I got, that means that we have a 25% higher population density than other developments in Derry Township, which also means we also already have 25% higher traffic volume in our development than other developments have. Now, that's with our 207 homes. Now, the potential to add another 100 homes of traffic coming through our development on the Duryea extension just seems unfathomable to me. I love our community. I love my neighbors. I love my kids. We already have high traffic, but we're vested in our community. We look out for each other. We take care for each other. If we put in the Duryea extension, we're going to have 100 people with 100 cars potentially who don't care about Stone Creek. They're going to view it as a fast pass shortcut to get to Middletown Road. And I really am scared of what that could bring. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your service.
Supervisors, Rachel Gleason, 2362 Pullman Way. The previous speaker stole all of my thunder on cluster development, so I will be very brief. I will add, though, that that designation, when the township decided that designation, if they were to ensure, and this is in that designation's definition, would not result in decreased property values or inefficient traffic patterns. And I do believe that the Duryea extension would result in inefficient traffic patterns. So I will just echo the comments of all of my neighbors in the interest of time and encourage you to take all of our comments and considerations very carefully as this goes forward. Thank you.
Good evening. I'm Karen Wilson. My husband Tim and I have lived at, we still live at 1132 Chadwick Circle. And Chadwick Circle is opposite where this is affecting with the Duryea connector. And I think just the fact that most of us, many of us, more than half of us on Chadwick Circle are here tonight. I agree 100% with all of my neighbors and strongly oppose this. My husband and I do. I really speak to the voice of all these wonderful young families. My husband and I were fortunate. We raised our four children. They are grown and they're adults. And the way we have known the neighborhood since for 19 to 20 years has been exactly like everyone is describing it. I feel that we need to recognize, and for the safety of children and our future, our neighborhood offers to all of our children that safe place to get out and play and be active and be involved in their community. And if we've watched all of our children suffer greatly for the last 3 years with everything that has affected them with schooling and their activities, and we're seeing our children out again and healthy and thriving, and our neighborhood needs to stay that way. All neighborhoods do. I'm concerned about that traffic coming through when our speed limit is 25 miles an hour. As people have said, you have to weave through to get to that connector from Middletown Road. It's a good mile to get from Middletown Road to that connector, and there's a lot of weaving. Right now, we all have to support and remind one another and our teenage drivers to stick to that 25 mile an hour limit. What is also beautiful about our neighborhood is the uniqueness of it. We have many retirees living in the, they're like semi-detached properties. So we have wonderful elderly people of all abilities walking at different paces that we can't afford the risk of somebody getting hurt. And also the safety factor of more foot traffic that could come through. You know, it gets dark, and all that we have are our outside lighting and the street lights. So for strong safety and maintaining the neighborhood, thank you for hearing us.
in Duryea Drive. Yes, I live in Duryea Drive. It doesn't mean that this is the only concern of Duryea Drive people. I have my brother lives also in the same complex, and my dad lives on Zale Court. And I'm more worried about my dad because my dad is 88 years old and my mom is 84. And they both walk every day from their house to my house and using four or five crossroads. And this is right falling right there. So it is big concern for elderly parents. And also it is big concern for kids under 10 who are riding bikes. And this is a safety issue. So,
and I agree with
everybody else. Thank you.
Good evening. Thank you for your time. My name is Vaughn, V-O-N-N, Walter, W-A-L-T-E-R. I live at 1144 Derrier Drive with my wife, Natalie, and our two daughters, Alyssa and Andrea. Our older daughter is in college. I've lived in Stone Creek for 7.5 years. It is the sort of neighborhood I never thought I would ever live in. I am from a very modest background. I grew up on living in places like around Clifton Heights Road. I have nothing against the people that live there. Those are wonderful people. They work hard. They do not deserve to be denigrated. But I do have serious concerns about the extension for Duryea Drive. I see some of my neighbors who live on the cul-de-sac. I walk my dog on the cul-de-sac all the time. I can get out of the way of a car, but I share their legitimate concerns about the impact of the development, the proposed development on the aesthetics of the Duryea cul-de-sac. And so I would strongly encourage you to not approve this.
My name is Guino Wang, G-U-I-R-O-N-G, last name is W-A-N-G. I'm living in the Stone Creek almost 18 years. I think I'm the first generation in that community. Why I like to stay in that community? Actually, my all three kids is grown up in that community. I can move to other community. I not have necessary to stay. That's so big, the house. But I love this community because of the good environment, good the friendship, and also good the resident. And this is the first time I heard about this extension. I'm very surprised. And for myself, my house is very a little bit special. My driveway is not flat. I should be like down here from driving to the and doing a drive. If have the heavy traffic, I'm very difficult to drive from the driveway to the doing a drive. Of course, another thing, I just mentioned your developer, especially developer. We have two busy the driveway, doing a drive on the apartment. That's all house. It's a very big the size. Normally it's more than 3,000 feet. Some is 5,000 square feet. All the family have 2 or 3, 4 kids. If you are design some extension from that new area to through that too busy street or the driveway, how about your sink? Did you consider other residents? You can open other place. Don't throw that too busy and drive. If you look that map, this is the longest drive in this community. I don't understand. If you drive, go another thing. If you drive from over the community, go to the John Avenue. That's the cross street. How dangerous for busy traffic. I drive that every day. I have my own experience. Your design or developer, you should be smart. I'm the professor. You think you should be smart to design the community. That's my thing. Thank you very much.
Jeff McNamara, 2363 Roman Drive.
I just would like to echo everything that's been said tonight. Obviously, all my neighbors' concerns I share. I'm a father of two young boys. They're outside on the sidewalks, riding their bikes along the road. Almost all my neighbors have similar age boys or grade school age children, and the safety concern alone should be enough to not approve this. Thank you.
Could you repeat that again? I'm sorry, they were clapping.
Bezad, B-E-H-Z-A-D, last name Bastani, B-A-S-T-A-N-I, 1155 Dury Drive.
Thank you.
I back, of course, wholeheartedly everything that everybody said, but I would like to relate my personal experience about this issue. We moved from New York to Hershey in 2003 because my daughter was admitted as a medical student to Hershey Med, and she graduated, and she is a pediatrician right now. We waited actually for more than 6 months for the Drury Drive to open. At that time, they had not opened this. This was the upper part of the neighborhood. But when we looked at every lot, and there were a lot of available lots over there, we realized that this is really what we are looking for because we had the small children at that time still, and we wanted them to be able to enjoy their life around the house. And basically, we waited until it was open, and then we chose that lot. There was nothing about this issue of opening the end of it or anything like that. We were not aware of anything like that. We have, our house actually was the first house built on Drury Drive. So we have lived through and we have witnessed all our lovely neighbors on this street and everybody, everywhere in the neighborhood. Our neighbors are really lovely and very considerate. We have witnessed our neighbors getting babies and bringing them down in the early morning of springs and summers. And then the same kids growing up and playing around us. And time and again, we see that their ball comes into the street and they run after that. Or especially in the spring and summer, we would see them on the little bikes and they are just going around. And we have the necessary quietness and calmness that we feel we are at comfort level. Once in a while, I don't know from where, I'm pretty much sure it's not from our neighbors, I would witness a crazy car going with a very high speed and my heart stops because I know somewhere around a kid is playing. Right now we have three grandchildren, all of them are toddlers. Whenever we bring them out, we are attending to them. Still, they just run into the street. And I know if one of those crazy cars are passing by, I'll have, God forbid, a dead body on my hand. This is not what I would like to see for either our family, for any other family in the neighborhood. And believe me, I have seen enough of these fast cars. I know my neighbors. They are not my neighbors. But it happens that people come, and we would get that type of irresponsible behavior. Basically, what I'm trying to say is that we have two neighborhoods that are incompatible in terms of the density. When we go down to the end of bottom of our neighborhood, and there is a grass, and we walk around, while we are there, believe it or not, for every car coming or going out of Stone Creek, we would easily see 10 cars going into Clifton Heights. That's the difference of density. And if you reroute this through here, it's going to be a serious safety hazard. Our lifestyle will be seriously damaged. In fact, this issue, ever since my wife and I heard that, it has turned into a nightmare for us because we have grandchildren. And by the way, my children insist us, move closer to us. And I tell them, hey, look, this is the refuge for your children. They can play here easily because they are in more populated areas. So, and they accept. They say, yeah, it's very important for us to have you guys around closer, but no, this is a valuable gem. So this is a precious place. We love Hershey. In fact, just to add one sentence, when we were coming here, and that was from my daughter, because she was transferred here and she was underage, we couldn't just send her. The fact was that we thought we are going to die out of getting bored in the middle of nowhere because we are coming from New York. And then we honestly learned another way of living. We love the fact that we don't have that type of either, I don't know what to call it, either crime or, you know, not having a safe environment, that type of traffic and all of those problems. We love here. We would like to live here forever. Our kids are around us. Our grandkids are around us. We would like to keep this. But if this happens, really, our style of life will be seriously damaged. So I really, as a grandfather and a father, I seriously beg this committee not to let this thing happen and not to let this thing to repeat every once in a while. Let's put this thing to a quiet end for it. Thank you so much.
Good evening. I'm Dr. Keshav Rao from 2465 Zelko in Stone Creek. And I and my wife moved here from Connecticut about 3 years ago. We love it. We want to continue loving it. I have concerns about this connective reason that Clifton Heights area, apart from this development, I think there's another plot of land that has been sold. And where we might expect more development. So this is just a beginning of the increased traffic. It's a slippery slope. And one of these days, you might be asking us for traffic lights there. So I really don't want to get there. I strongly object to this connector. And we'd love to live the way we are. Thank you.
My name is Donna Urich, and my husband's name is Andy Urich. We live in 1132 Stone Creek Drive. We built our house in 2002. We have three daughters. They all went to Hershey. My oldest is going to college. I would like to preserve this Stone Creek community as the way it is, and I don't want my daughter to say, Mom, I don't want to come home. It's not the same anymore. It's not safe anymore for me to come home. So basically, everything else that everybody said, I agree, and I strongly, strongly request that you do not approve of this plan, because we built our house because we wanted to raise our kid with a strong sense of safetiness, a sense of a community, and this proposal that they're doing with the apartments, these people are renters. They don't care about our community. They don't care about the homeowners. So therefore, I want my kids, even though they're older, they're going to college, I want them to come home to a place, a safety place, to say, oh yeah, I want to come home. I remember walking in this street. Oh my gosh, look, somebody else is walking the kid. I remember mom walking me. Oh, I remember mom teach me how to ride a bike. It's still safe. Not like, oh my God, mom, watch, there's traffic here and there. Stop, here. I don't want that. I want to preserve their memories that this is a good community, this is a strong community, we built our house, and we want to live here until they come home and bring their kids, their family, and say, look, we used to live here, and it's still exactly the same safe community. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Jane Erickson, E-R-I-K-S-O-N, 2459 Zell Court. I don't have anything to add to all the comments from my very eloquent neighbors, but I just wanted to go on the record publicly to oppose the connector. Thank you.
Good evening. My name is Zhong Lu Wang, Z-H-O-N-G-L-U. W-A-N-G, I live in 2247 Coleman Way. I agree all the comments, the previous comments, and I moved in this neighborhood in 2016. I loved this neighborhood. I don't want it to get ruined, so I strongly oppose the project. Thank you.
Good evening, my name is Tracy Burke. I live with my wife and three kids at 2368 Pullman Way. We're about a block away from the proposed racetrack here, and we've been living there for 16 years and weren't aware of any of this as we've lived there that whole period of time. Echo everything else that everybody has so eloquently said as well, and it's clearly not safe. Home values are clearly reduced, and again, this is not what we signed up for when we moved into the development. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Linda Eaton, E-A-T-O-N, and I live at 1150 Cord Drive. My husband and I moved to Cord Drive in 2015 because of his health needs. We were looking for a home that we could live on in one floor. And we saw Stone Creek. We loved the home right away. And we saw it was a beautiful neighborhood. Over time, I learned that I loved this community, not just the home and not just that we had solved some of our situation, our personal situation, but that I had wonderful neighbors and that people are friendly and we were safe. And I could walk my dogs even sometimes after my husband fell asleep very late at night. Since he's no longer with me, I feel safe in that community. I know that people look after me, and I call on them when need be. I feel that as a kind of young heart senior citizen, that the safety issue is a real important concern to me. I do have grandchildren who play at my home often, but mostly it's really for me. I feel that I know who's coming and going. I live by the walking path. I see people all the time. I feel familiar with faces and cars. I live alone. It's a safety issue. Traffic, children, for those of us who are all alone, it's a safety issue. And those cars coming through that neighborhood, strangers coming through the neighborhood who are not committed to a home that they have bought, makes a difference in our environment. So I'm so happy that you are considering our thoughts. I mirror many others. I thank you for what you do for our township, and I hope that you will take seriously our concerns. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Susan Stagg. I live at 2390 Coleman Way. I live with my husband, Linwood. I have two daughters. They're 18 and 20. And I also represent my father-in-law, who lives on Cord Drive, Halstead. So first I want to say that I support everything that everyone has said in opposing this. I just have a few other things to add. We, for a time, were also a four-car family, and we live on Stone Creek. We live on Pullman Way. And that's when the kids are home during the summer, so that we can go from being a two-car family to being a four-car family, depending on the time of year. One of the things that I think is interesting about Stone Creek that we haven't maybe pointed out is that people who live on Pullman Way are equally as impacted as people on Stone Creek, in the sense that the top of our neighborhood, which you would go out on Joanne, is actually Coleman Way. And if you go out on the bottom part of the neighborhood, that is Swatara Creek Road, that's actually Stone Creek. So if you come out of the Duryea, I don't know how you say it, connector, it's 61 up, doesn't the other. If you come in on that Coleman Way, you're sort of flying down around the circle. And I live at the corner, essentially, of Coleman Way and Stone Creek near Zell. The speed of traffic already is significant. The volume of traffic is significant. Well, I have children who are now driving themselves, and I feel a little bit ill-equipped to represent parents who have students in their township and school district. I will say that I've been overwhelmed by the number of buses in our already busy neighborhood. My children went to Lancaster Country Day School for a time, and our bus for Lancaster Country Day School came through the neighborhood. In addition, there is a bus that comes through for St. Joan of Arc and for Bishop McDevitt. I think I'm sure that they somehow piggyback onto Derry Township, excuse me. But we have so many children in our neighborhood that we do not have one elementary bus or one high school bus. We actually have more than one. So depending on which street you live on, I have children who lived directly behind me and directly next to me and directly across the street from me, and those three sets of families had three different buses. So in the morning, we have significant bus traffic. In the afternoon, we have significant bus traffic. And it's not one bus, it's multiple buses for the same time period. The other two things I just wanted to point out is about the in and the out. Somebody mentioned about the Clifton Heights entrance to down by Swatara Creek. And I've experienced that myself. As you come down the hill, come up and down the hill, people, they swerve in and out of there. They come in, they round the corner very fast up Clifton Heights, they don't stop. There is no stop sign, nor do I think there should be going up Stone Creek. But there's a lot of busy traffic and they don't slow down. It is a main thoroughfare for them. Going out on the other side, onto Joanne, one of the other things I wanted to point out is that we do have a lovely walking path that crosses over now, that goes into, I think it's called South Point Commons. So there's a lot of walking traffic that comes between South Point and Stone Creek. I take advantage of that myself. The thing that I became aware of recently in the past year is that somebody raised the issue that across Joanne, that crosswalk was not visible, and additional signs had to be put up because it was so dangerous for walkers. There are no sidewalks there, and when you go out, the only way out is to go out on Locust because of the one turn. Until January of this year, I also owned a property, and I've had family living in Deer Run. And the only reason I bring that up is because Deer Run, other than Locust, is the next intersection with a stoplight. And these are the same issues that Deer Run deals with, because everybody from the back of South Point comes out through Deer Run at the Sheets because it is the safest place for them. That is a direct road. It is a thoroughfare. And Pullman, Duryea, Stone Creek, they're all going to be busier. And that doesn't even begin to address the safety issues, which I echo from everybody else. Thank you.
My name is Nava Mainali, M-A-I-N-A-L-I. I live at 1210 Auburn Avenue, Homestown, PA 17036. I'm so glad that I came here today because I realize that I belong to a great, loving, wonderful Stone Creek family. That is the sense that I got today from here. Although I have been here for just little more than 2 years, I love this community so much so that I plan to retire here. So Duryea cul-de-sac is one of the cul-de-sac that we use almost every day. I have two kids, daughter 11 years, and then my son is 5 years,
He loves biking. I love biking. If I don't bike, I hike or I run. And then we almost always use that. And it's very safe right now. And if that proposal is approved, I'm sure it will not be, but in case that happens, it will put the safety and security of the community in great danger. So I strongly urge not to approve, and thank you.
But I don't really have much to add, except that we live on at 1164 Duryea Drive, so we're on that street, and we enjoy the quietness of the street, and the bus stop for one of my sons is across, like he has to cross over Stone Creek, and especially during the winter months when it's dark, it's pretty scary, like, you know, having him cross over there, because sometimes Stone Creek can get really trafficky, and I have this like slow walking tiny dog, and I've almost been hit a couple times on that Stone Creek on Pullman there. So I just would hate to see it get busier. So that's all I have to add.
Hi, my name is Jamie Hu, spelled J-I-A-M-I-N-G, last name is H-U. My wife and I live on 1126 Chadwick Circle. So we actually moved here in 2004, so it's almost 20 years. We built a house and waited for almost 9 months, living elsewhere, and moved in 2005 when it's finished building. So it's really a lovely neighborhood. We really loved it. Two daughters grew up in the neighborhood, and they're out now. But I see my neighbors' kids all the time. They play on the street. So I really concur what, you know, everybody already said, and this is a really, really bad idea, I think, as far as from you know, our point of view. It's going to change, I think, you know, the nature of the neighborhood. It's certainly going to create a major traffic and safety problem. So I really ask strongly that the board consider our what we're saying here carefully. And I think this is, again,
a very bad idea for us. Okay, thank you. Anybody else? All right, so we're going to close this public comment.
I would love to hear what you said about address.
That's fine. number one, so please tell your neighbors. We appreciate all the comment, all the information. It's all been recorded. This is really important part of the process, so we thank you for being a part of it. And I just indicate, I don't know, I received about 40 emails from folks. At
the okay. Thank you.
I received a lot in the last day and a half. So you sent me an email the last day and a half, and I didn't respond. It's because I just couldn't get to all of them. But I suspect some of my colleagues probably have the same issue. But I do want you to know, if you send an email, even if you didn't get a response, it's been received. We've read it. Hopefully, so whether people came or not, if they sent an email, we registered those concerns as well. So we'll close the comment period on this item. There's no action for us to take tonight, but we're not taking all the information. The developer and his team have heard all of this, and they'll have an opportunity to consider all the comments that were made before they ever move forward with the next step. So we're going to let everybody who wants to leave now. We'll take a 5-minute break.